which is why the idea of flying private or owning a jet could be an agonizing decision for a business owner at one point, but a no-brainer later on. How and when we make any decision, big or small, is a very powerful way to measure success. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Just a quick note, season 6 is wrapping up this week. I'll be on break for a couple of weeks and be back in May. Oh, and the podcast is getting an awesome update. Stay tuned for a little teaser next week. All right, now let's talk high leverage psychology. Today, I'm talking about a little known metric that might surprisingly be connected with success. Speed. Specifically, how fast people make decisions and move on them. You might think that taking time and being thorough with every decision is key to success, but that's not always the case. For example, when someone spends 45 minutes every morning just choosing their clothes, that's more than 11 days a year spent on making just one decision every day. On the other hand, making a snap decision that has big risks can turn into an expensive mistake. So it's more complicated than just making snap decisions about everything. In other words, some decisions matter more. Strategic ones, for instance. When you're choosing between two directions, there's going to be lost opportunity. Trying to do two things at once makes it impossible to go full focus on either one, because your time, energy, and focus are split. And when you go all in on one, you're actively choosing not to jump into the other one, or any other one. So how do you squeeze the most out of your decisions? It's complicated by something else you might see often. Elite, successful people don't seem to have a lot of patience, time, or energy to waste on decisions. Even the kind that many people agonize over. For example, they hire in their DMs, right in Instagram, LinkedIn, or email. They make deals after a few short conversations, a few clicks, or a handful of touch points. They buy on a dime, all with confidence. If you pay close attention to entrepreneurs or executives of 9- and 10-figure companies, you'll notice that they take a quick look, ask a couple of questions, and then decide to spend 7 or even 8 figures on a house, an acquisition, or event. And when someone slows down the process, they push it through or move on really quickly. And inside their companies, they make daily decisions that cost just as much and affect hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people. And the difference it makes? Let's look at a simple example from earlier, deciding what to wear. Let's say one person takes 50 minutes to get dressed, and the other takes 10 minutes. That's 5 times faster, which frees up almost 250 hours a year. Hey guys, so happy you're listening to the podcast. You know I don't run ads or do any sponsorships, so the only ask I have is that you help me spread the word so that more people have less stress, handle issues quicker, go further, and feel more fulfilled in work, their relationships, and life. The only way to do that is to get the podcast out to more people. The one thing you can do is leave a rating. It takes just seconds and teaches the algorithm to recommend it to more people. If you're feeling generous, take another 5 seconds and drop a quick comment in the reviews. It would mean the world to me because all I want is to help people be better and live better. It could make all the difference to someone else. Now let's compare two companies, both same size and in the same industry, In one company, problems and decisions are talked about and made at the end of a week. And in the other, the same problems and decisions are handled by the end of the day. It means one company solves problems 5 to 7 times faster than the other, moving 7 times faster than their competition. And you might assume that debating for longer will get better strategies, which will translate into a competitive edge. But research from the Strategic Management Journal, done by Robert Baum and Stefan Wally in 2003, found that strategic decision speed leads to better outcomes for firms, both in terms of growth and profit. And that was over the course of 4 years. Now, noticing it is one thing, but taking the right lesson out of it is another. Because trying to act that way on the outside without the right thought process on the inside can be disastrous. So let's unpack what might be going on beneath the surface. There are 2 competing parts to making decisions. Number 1, making the right decision, the decision that moves you closer to your goals and creates more success, however you're measuring it. Number 2, making efficient decisions, having just the right mix of spending time and resources to get information versus taking action. Taking too long or spending too much can mean you miss a critical window of opportunity. Just like spending 7 hours to pick today's clothes is ridiculous because most of today is gone already. In fact, research done in 2020 by Hesse, Kanger, and Hunt showed that most people try to be efficient at the cost of making better decisions. They use rules of thumb or rely on instinct, even when they could hone the process and learn how to make better decisions. How do they learn or develop it? Or maybe the most important question, how can you do that? Here's my approach in 3 simple steps. Consider the size of your decision. It's relative to where you are at right now. For example, are you considering putting 50% of your revenue into a new idea? That's a big decision. What about 3%? That's smaller. And I'm talking in terms of percent because in an absolute number, that may change depending on where you or your company are. Number 2, calibrate your approach. For a small decision, think of it as an experiment, one that is important to give some of your time and focus, but not too much. For a more impactful decision, look at the key metrics or data you need to make the right decision. Think of it as tuning and developing your ability to be more efficient in the future. And then 3, correct your thinking. As you and your company grow, some of the things that used to be a big deal may be less important. Some of the things that used to be too big to consider might now be worth considering and calibrating your approach, which is why the idea of flying private or owning a jet could be an agonizing decision for a business owner at one point, but a no-brainer later on. How and when we make any decision, big or small, is a very powerful way to measure success. And maybe that's exactly what the most elite and successful entrepreneurs and executives have learned to do. Not just rely on the easy way to make decisions efficiently, but to hone the process so that they know how to make the right decisions with less time or effort. Learning to focus on the few things that matter most and constantly correcting and updating how they make decisions in different areas of life. And doing that by using the most important data to make better decisions faster. All while other people, sometimes their competitors, agonize over lots of details that don't matter or make decisions without knowing the key metrics that matter most. And these elite entrepreneurs or CEOs, business owners, they can look superhuman. But it's just a skill they continue to fine-tune and hone. And if you took the time to pay attention and adjust how you make decisions, you may find you'll learn to make better decisions faster, which creates a snowball effect of momentum for decisions you make moving forward. Welcome to the Matrix. Now that you see it, there's only one thing I want for you: to audit your decisions. Ask yourself, which decisions might you be putting too much energy or focus on? And 2, what might you not be considering that is important to consider? And in case you get the impulse to reach out, I want you to know that I love talking about this stuff, especially with thoughtful, driven people who keep leveling up their success. And on that note, I'll see you next week.
The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.